Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I have a great episode for you today. I tell you a little bit about how my start of the year is going, but I really dive into three things that I'm committed to doing every day. And I also talk about why I'm doing it and how to create them yourself and why it's important that you create them yourself. So listen in, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, and welcome back to the podcast. Happy New Year. I hope that you listened to my first podcast that dropped on Monday. If you haven't, you should go back and listen to it. I just talk about three things that I'm leaving in 2023. And I challenge you to look at things and decide what you want to leave in 2023 and not bring with you like this XX baggage that we hold. I have a question for you. How is your year going? Let me tell you. Mine is not great in a lot of ways. So I find it hilarious. This is how God works with me. I chose a word for the year. I chose the word consistent. I want to simplify, but if I just do the things consistently that I know work, then I'm able to grow. Like, just stay consistent. Don't get, you know, shiny object syndrome. Don't try to do things too crazy. Like, stick with the plan and be consistent. And one of the things, and I did start this earlier in 2023, but I've been going to the gym 4 times a week, and we've been getting up early and going. And I mean, early, I'm talking like 5:30, which I told myself that my prior military, like that those days were over, but it is not. Alas, we are, it's the time of day that no one steals from me. Random things don't come up at 5:30 in the morning. So on the first, I gave myself grace. On the second, that was Monday, right? Monday. Today is the third. Oh no. So, okay. I'm recording this on the third. It drops on the fourth. So at this point, Monday, we had planned to start our year, get back from, you know, vacation mode and start in and get up. And we completely slept through our alarm. It was 9 o'clock before I got up. And I'm like, I have not slept till 9 in forever. Like, I scrambled to get to my 9:30 meeting. Like, that's what my alarm just did not go off. And then this morning I was like, okay, I'm going to set, you know, I have my Apple Watch alarm like works, and I have my phone alarm. We slept. I did not wake up to my alarm. Like, it was even saying alarm on my phone and on my watch, but it did not vibrate, did not make a sound, and I slept through it. So 2 days in a row, like, that's how my year is going. I'm consistently there, you know, hey, I want to be consistent. I did not qualify it too many times, but I'm consistently sleeping through my alarm, which is not good. So I've got another plan for this week. But I just find it funny how as soon as I make a declaration, I'm tested in that way. Are you going to be consistent? And it's like, well, I tried. I had the intention. And even though yesterday or 2 days ago, by the time this is dropping, 2 days ago, I did not go in the morning. I still went to the gym at like 8 o'clock at night, which is hard to do because I am not, like, come 7 o'clock, my brain is done. My body is done. and I just want to sit and watch TV or just play a game with the kids. I want to have like enjoy. I don't want to go and sweat. But that's what I did. And this morning, I didn't get to go to the gym. We had a couple of things going on, but tomorrow morning is going to be my day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put more things in place to do it. But how is your day going? Enough about me. How is your year going? Did you make resolutions, and how are you keeping those? The first 2 days of 2024, I almost said three, I didn't buy anything from Amazon. So today I did. So I broke that streak after 2 days, but you know, I gave it a good college try. How is 2024 going? Is there things that you need to recommit to yourself? Are there things that that you're like, oh, that never was going to happen in the first place? Give yourself some grace. And if it was never going to happen in the first place, get rid of it now. Don't feel guilty about something that you know that your brain is never going to latch onto, that your desire, you want to do it, but the desire to do it is not actually there. So ask yourself, like, how is it going? What am I enjoying 3 days into the new year? Or what do I need to set down? What I need to pick up? But today is just it's a Thursday. It's a quick podcast. And I just wanted to share three things that I do every morning. I try to get it done before 9 o'clock. My goal is by 9. And if I don't wake up till 9, then hey, 9:15, 9:30, it's fine. If I'm doing it, I'm going to count it as a win. But these three things, these are my three, I know that no matter what, I can do these. These are my three things that don't take much preparation, don't take much time. I look forward to them. So they kind of set my day up. We can add a bunch more things. Yes, we need to read your Bible every day and pray and all of those things. These three things actually help me achieve the other things that I want to do. I use these as a way of habit stacking. I use these as a way of recentering. I use these as if this is the only thing that I can truly say I accomplished in the morning, I still count it as a win. And so though these may not be the exact things that you want to do, along the same lines, the reason why I do this is one is a quick win. I want to set myself up for success. I want to set myself up for, with my word of the year is consistent. And so with that being my word, it's like, okay, what can I do consistently? No matter where I am, I don't need extra things to do it. I'm able to do it whether I'm traveling or home. It doesn't take a lot of requirements. So if I'm out and about or, whatever, I can adapt easily to make it consistent for me. So think about it based on if you pick your word of the year. If you pick a word, I would love to hear what it is and why you chose that. But if it's your goal, your routine, your ritual, your habit, I just want to encourage you to find something that is so incredibly easy that no matter what you do, you can accomplish it. And these three things are that for me. The first one is I choose an intention for the day. It's typically a feeling word. I want to feel something. One of the reasons why is I want to direct my brain for what to look for. If I look at my calendar or I notice my calendar before I choose this word, I know that if I have a dental appointment, I'm not going to choose peace as my word because that is not something that the dentist and peace do not correlate together. If I am driving my crazy teenagers around and their friends, I'm not going to choose calm. I'm also not going to choose chaos because I don't want to choose a negative word or a negative connotation word. I'll choose excited or fun. But I pick a word that I can anchor my day to. A lot of times I want to feel like, well, joy is a kind of a consistent one for a while. And sometimes that's what I choose. but I want to feel settled. That is one of the words that I use. I want to feel accomplished. I want to feel excited. I want to feel rested. I want to feel, what are some of the other ones that I've done? There's a lot of them. I've tried to pick something different and something that I can anchor my day to, something that my actions I take for the day, I can invoke that feeling. So that way, when at the end of the day, when I'm looking at my wins or looking at my, you know, when I'm reviewing and reflecting, and some of it's as simple as I want to be reflective. I want to be present. If I know it's going to be a stressful day or it's going to be a busy day, I'll choose. I want to be present in the moment. Or if I know that my kids have something important, I want to be able to be present. Okay. Then that reminds me, that sets the tone for the day of what do I need to do? Okay. I need to do this. So in this moment, I can be present. What moments do I need to be available or present at? Let me set those aside. Let me make sure that I've done everything, including put my phone away or close work down for the day so I can truly be in the moment. So that's one of them that I will do when I know that there's something that really I want to remember. So simple. So it takes me just a couple of minutes and then I set that intention for the day and I remind myself of it often. The second one is I go outside and I take a deep breath, even if it's raining, even if it's cold, even if it's hot. This is one of the things that this year, nature does so much for your soul, for your body, that vitamin C. It's really cold. It was like 27 or something the last couple of days. That is too cold for me to go and walk outside with the, you know, for 30 minutes. And I know we're supposed to move our bodies for 30 minutes, but again, these intentions, these three things that I'm doing are things that are quick wins that I can get anywhere. And typically when I celebrate these wins, I'm like, oh, I did my three things. It makes my brain want more. And so then I'm like, okay, it's not so bad out here. Let me go ahead and walk for a little bit. We want to set ourselves up for success. Going outside and taking a deep, slow breath, whether it's raining, I'll get under a little umbrella or an awning. Whether it's cold, I'll bundle up for a moment. But I can run out there even in my socks and you know, be in the moment for 5 seconds and then go back inside. And then the third one is I take a big glass of water. I know my goal is to drink the 6 times our body weight or whatever it is, the 64 ounces, half our body weight. There we go. Half our body weight. Of course, my goal is that. But when I intentionally drink the first glass of water, the second one easily follows. It's that first one getting to that, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I get to do this. It's part of my big three. Okay. When I do that, I celebrate the fact that I said yes to myself. I stayed true to my word and I gave myself, it was easy. That took me, all of those can be in under 5 minutes if you plan. You can breathe while you're coming up with your intention and then chug a glass of water when you're done and you're in like 2 minutes flat. Like it will be okay. But by doing this, one, it helps me reach that consistency, building that habit of doing it every day. Two, it shows my brain that there's things that I want that are worth working towards. And so I do it and my brain gets excited. I intentionally celebrate when those are done. And three, these are healthy habits that I know I can build on. That my, you know, going outside, if I can, you know, one day maybe sit out there for, you know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, when the weather is better, I can sit out for 30 minutes. But since it's already in my daily actions, it's easier to adjust it than it is to start something new. And so know that the old saying of 21 days to build a habit is actually false. It's actually, it's on average 67 days to build a new habit. And I've talked about the science behind that. And I will talk, if you're interested in knowing that, contact me. I'll do another podcast about that because I want to keep this one short. But know that if you want to do this, pick three things. And why three? So we want to build a habit. We want to build a process. Three steps is easy for our brains to catch on to. It's the creative number. It is a number that our brains feel that we can accomplish. So if you add five is a lot harder than three, even if it is simple things like I'm talking about. So by having just three, it gives our brain that ability to say, oh, we can do that. Like three is no problem. Five is like, oh, I don't have time for that. Or 10 is like, that could be hard. Can I keep up with that? This is why there is a scientific process there. And that's why three seems to be a magic number for our brains. You can try 5 or 10 things. But again, our intention is quick wins. And proving to ourselves that we can build something that we want. And so consider that as you're building your three things for the day. But I want to encourage you, whether it's read the same Bible verse for 6 to 7 days straight as one of yours, stretch yourself and keep it under like 2 to 3 minutes a piece. Because again, the intention here, my purpose for this is to help you do something that no matter what's going on, you can accomplish. So you can say at the end of the year, the end of 2024, a year from now, and you can say, I was able to do that every day for a year. I only missed 2 days or I only missed 3 days in this entire year because my brain knew how easy it would be to do it. When we do things like this, we're building evidence that we're capable of more. When we do this, we're building a log of proving ourselves that we want it and it's worth going for, that we are capable, that we're worthy of saying yes to ourselves. There are so many things that these little tiny things will do for our well-being that I want to challenge you to do them, to pick three things, borrow mine if you need to. Also, come up with some ideas of your own, try them on. And if it doesn't work for you, switch it out. Like, give yourself that flexibility of switching it out. But I do encourage you for the next 67 days, pick three things. Try to keep it like 10 minutes and under total and very few resources needed. And let me know how you feel after the end of 67 days. And remember, every day celebrate. When you do those three things, you can high five yourself. You can, tell yourself, well done. You can write it down. You can, however you want to celebrate. It doesn't have to be a big hurrah, but have the kids celebrate with you. Teach them how to celebrate themselves. It will go far. And so that's what I have for you. I am excited about 2024. I have some really cool workshops for you over the next 6 months that I'm planning. I have some exciting things with Shine. I'm excited. Right now it is registration for Shine is closed. It will reopen in March. And I am changing it to a masterclass style. I noticed that those of you who actually contact me are looking for tangible, actionable, like, I don't want fluff. You don't want just inspiration. You want help making an impact. You want to help. You want to step out of the numbness and really step into who you're called to be. And so I am going to shift it slightly and make it more of a masterclass. And we're going to spend time together and I'll have videos for you. I'll have the journal questions that you guys, I know you all love so much. Some of the things we're going to do is I'm going to simplify because our brains love simple. And again, just like these three things, we get to create something that is lasting instead of trying to make it so complicated that we overwhelm ourselves and we're like, okay, I'm bouncing, I'm out. But until then, until that opens again, and you'll hear more as I'm creating it and getting excited about it. We are coming to divine destiny, embracing your impact as a woman leader. You are a leader, my friend, whether you have owned that or not. There's something different about women leaders. And that's an upcoming podcast, because that has been on my heart for a while. There's something different about women who really own their leadership roles, whether it's in the family, whether it's in their community, whether it's in their job. Whether you believe it or not, you can be a teller and you can still impact and be a leader in your organization. It doesn't matter what job you hold. You don't have to be CEO or a director to be a leader. God puts us in places that need us. So you're right where you are and you can make an impact there. And so Divine Destiny, come and hang out with us there. There are going to be some specials and some exclusive deals for my Divine Destiny women. And also I want to get to know you, and that's where we can actually have conversations. We can talk and I can get to know like what your needs are. What does 24 look like for you? What are your goals for this year? And I'd love for you to come and hang out and tell me about it. If you're in Tulsa area, there's the Tulsa Women's Expo. I've been invited to be a vendor there. I'm super excited and trying to come up with what my booth is going to look like. I have 20 free tickets. So if you want to save some money and go to the expo, contact me and make sure you say, hey, I want to come to the Tulsa Expo, and I will put a ticket. I will get you a ticket. I've been given 20 free ones. So if you want to come, hit me up. I'll give you one. And with that, friend, welcome to the first week of 2024. I am excited what this year will bring for you, for me, for our communities. I'm excited to see what happens when we start to shine, when we start to step into the light and be who we're called to be, right where we are, embracing our strengths, not downplaying our gifts, but embracing them and really leaning into what those mean for this year. So with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.